It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Welcome tonight's guest. From cheerleader to attorney, it's been quite a journey. Fox News contributor and host of Crimes That Changed America on Fox Nation, Emily Campagno. He's got more jokes than a hen house has yolks. Writer, comedian, and host of the Michael Loftus Live Show on Fox Nation, Michael Loftus. Loftus.
Either way.
Skipping. She's as spunky as I am hunky, and that's a lot. Host of Sincerely Cat on Fox Nation, Cat Tip. I didn't write it. And the last guy he seesawed with is still missing. My massive sidekick and host of Nupset on Fox Nation, Tyrus. All right, Michael, good to see you in your tattered jacket.
I wore the tattered jacket. Yeah. I had it especially tatted.
Yes, you pulled it out of the Goodwill dumpster. Even the clothing Goodwill didn't want you're wearing.
That's
so tell
right.
me, what do you make? How is late night comedy going to shift or transition to this new era?
They're just going to search and replace Trump. And replace it with McConnell. That's the way it works. It's a conveyor belt of like a bad knock knock joke. They just keep telling. Mm-hmm. They started with Reagan. Reagan was worse than Hitler. Then Bush was worse than Hitler. Then Bush again. They just replace the name. It's mm-hmm. the same knock knock joke. I just feel bad for the writers.
Yeah.
You know, you're there in the Kimmel office, just like, how do I do another joke? How do I make this sound new? But the good news is, if you were entertained by Colbert and Kimmel, you won't notice a difference.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're easily, easily entertained.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know who's worse than Hitler?
Who?
Hitler.
What?
Yes, I'm going there. I'm going there. Emily, the media was brutal to Trump. Do you see that continuing with Biden? Or do you think they're going to like take a nap, a nice long nap for a while?
I think they'll take a nap. And I think there's no arguing that he gets softballs every day. And the question is just whether it's going to continue. But the thing about it is that the people who lose the most are us, mm-hmm. because the office of the presidency should be scrutinized. It should be criticized. It should be challenged, right? Because it's representative of all of us. And so the fact that they're giving him a softball because all of a sudden he's on the right side of politics means that we're the ones losing out. And for the next 4 years, who knows what's going to be happening behind closed doors?
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Interesting point. Closed doors. Kat, you know what? Maybe nothing's going to pan out in this legal process. But why doesn't the news just report it as news rather than acting as though this is some kind of personal emotional attack on them? Like, I can't, like, every time I watch the coverage on this legal process, it's like, I can't believe they're doing it. It's like, you never acted that way during the Russian collusion thing. Why are you acting that way now?
It was crazy. CNN was on when the election, we were counting the votes and all that. I was on for an hour because a friend was watching it. And they didn't mention the counting or the way the votes were going or the way the states were going to turn. Even once, it was Don Lemon and all these people just talking about how they felt about the most recent thing that Trump had said.
Right?
I was like, this is not news. And it's the same thing with comedy. It's not really comedy. All these late night people saying, well, now finally we can do jokes that are about something else than Trump. And I think two things about that are wrong. One, you could joke about whatever you want. And two, were they jokes at all? I even looked what recent Trevor Noah jokes. This is one I found, okay? Oh, and looks like Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham are also partnering with Trump to undermine the election, which is a terrible idea. But I would love to see these three together in a heist movie. Like what? Paul Colombo, because the punchline's missing, right? That's a joke. Maybe not a good one, but it's a joke.
There you go. All right, Tyrus.
Okay, first of all, you guys lost your mind?
I mean, yeah.
Do you not know what you're doing right now? In wrestling, this would be like telling the audience what's going to happen. We're winning.
Yeah.
Have you seen our ratings? Mm-hmm. Why do they? Because we're funny and we tell jokes.
I am funny.
Yeah. Oh, and now you're going to give advice to the other side who's been whining and crying about, hey, guys, why don't you tell some jokes? Am I taking crazy pills here? Mm. Keep doing what you're doing. More Trump jokes. Keep the party going, guys. It's working.
It's like, okay, when you saw that press conference, all they could do with Biden was ask about Trump.
But wait, yeah. Here's the best part. They're being nice to Biden now mm-hmm. because they're assuming once he gets in that he's going to do what the progressive want him to do. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to realize that, wait a minute, this is another old white guy, not just he's an even older white guy. So then they're going to turn on Biden, too. Mm-hmm. The 100%. Then all of a sudden you're going to start seeing the CNNs of the world going, you know, he answered that question kind of slow. Mm-hmm. Anyone else notice that? That he's just a scotch off?
They're going to give him a year because they got to get Kamala in. Yeah. That's the whole thing. They got to let him do.
They'll always be nice to Joe. They're never going to be hardcore. You could kill the guy with a sudden question. You could just be like, Mr. Biden, and he'll just lock up, and then you've killed the president. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants that on their head.
Yes, nobody wants that. Nobody here, okay?
No, and nobody here wants other shows telling jokes.
Yeah.
Stick to the Trump stuff. We're loving it.
All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Do they care about charity or just popularity? In a new article, George Clooney claims he once filled suitcases full of cash to give his 14 closest friends $1 million each. I'd hate to be his 15th closest friend. Am I right, Emily? Thank you. Clooney claims he was saying thank you to those who helped him the most, including Randy Gerber, who together with Clooney founded a liquor brand, so he needed the money. You can read about this story in Clooney's new book, How to Start Awesome Rumors About Yourself to Make You Look Awesome. I don't think that's a real book, but anyway, the star of Happy Gilmore tweeted how depressed he was that my charity Zoom call got more bids on eBay than his. Yeah, I don't know what's worse, being criticized by poor Ben Stiller or that he thinks I'm on Fox and Friends. Do I look that much like Ainsley Earhart? Be honest. But hey, it's all for a good cause. And to Ben's credit, he offered to do a joint Zoom call with me to raise even more cash, which I politely declined. I mean, why do I want to lower myself to that level?
Yeah, don't.
Anyway, as for my Zoom call, all the money goes to wounded vets. Tyrus, what is the moral to the George Clooney story?
I'm sorry. Every time I hear you say moral, I just get all kinds of weird, you know, like.
It's like a ghost.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's just. Yeah. OK.
Do you know anybody who would do this, would give you a million?
No, I don't, because I don't have a million. I am always expected to be the guy to give the million. You know, apparently the going rate of being on TV is greatly inflated. Hey, I'm trying to start a business. Why are you telling me 4 minutes?
Congrats.
Yeah, the
good 40 luck.
Minutes, 40 minutes a week doesn't get stretched that far, Briss. Listen, I think you have a great point with this is like the rumor that you kind of put out. That would be the type of rumor that I put out. You know, like you're not going to put the other kinds of rumors or you put something like it out to maybe diffuse some other stuff. So usually guys in Hollywood who've gotten to a certain level are hardly ever characterized as giving and charitable and handing out money. It's usually quite the opposite. So hopefully George Clooney always looked like a cool guy to me. So I'm going to say good for you, man. Yeah. Happy for you.
You know what I would do, Michael? I would do the suitcases, but also include one of those paint-filled dye packs.
You would.
In one of the suitcases.
Yes, you would.
So it would explode, and then the money would be permanently marked by my generosity.
There you go.
As it should be.
I have to be honest. I had actually heard this story about Clooney a while ago. I've met George very briefly a couple of times. He is insanely nice.
Yeah, he's very generous.
Like, he's such a cool dude, he should use it as a superpower. Like, we forgave him for ruining Batman.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
did he
really ruin Batman, or did Batman kind of ruin Batman?
Well, but I will say this, the nipples on the suit did it.
Yeah.
But on the other side, I love the Ben Stiller thing so much.
Oh.
I love that it bothers him.
Yeah.
Because you just know that it does.
Yeah, I've been told he's an incredible.
Oh, he's tossing and turning. Gutfeld, how did I lose it?
Well, sorry to correct you. He can only turn one way, Blue Steel, so he's only turning one way.
The story, Emily, is that he went on, we're all doing this charity Zoom call for the wounded vets, and I was getting more money, and I ended up getting more money for my call than Ben Stiller did. And he actually went on Twitter and moaned about how it affected him.
And through this. Let's not forget, he dissed you a little bit.
Yeah, he dissed me.
A little bit. He tried to act like he didn't know who you were.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
like you're
now we're
foot,
good friends.
You're at least a foot taller than Killamide.
Now we're...
Well, for that, I hate him.
Oh, thank you.
I have a big trunk, Greg, so you can come to me for that.
Thank you.
Look, you guys, on the Clooney thing, here's why that was, I thought, brilliant. So, wait, actually, first of all, he said there's a warehouse in downtown L.A. with pallets of cash, and that's where he went to. So I think after the show, we should all go and find it. Mm. And then B,
Oak Island.
Here's the brilliant part about it. He told his friends that if any of you don't accept it, then none of you get it.
Ooh.
So it was like friend shaming. And
I
so
know
it
that.
Worked. Yes. So we're ready to have your announcement.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks in advance.
No, I'm telling you, whatever I'll put in that suitcase, you don't want. You don't want. There'll be 14 pieces of somebody that crossed me.
Ben Stiller.
Can't wait. Yeah, look, I'm sure he's a nice guy. The whole, like, pseudo sort of bragging about himself actually wouldn't bother me if he had even the slightest of difficulty in getting the public to praise him, right?
Yes.
Like, you remember in 2014 when everyone was just glowing, like, he married a woman who was only 17 years younger than he is.
He's a giver.
Like, wow, and she's a lawyer. He is capable of appreciating intelligence in a woman. Like, what a beacon of greatness and virtue. Like, no, I'm not doing it, okay? I'm going to say, I read that article, and you know what? They did not mention what he did about the tax burden and all that.
Oh, that's a good point.
They had to go spend a lot of money at H&R Block.
It was cash. I wouldn't have declared it.
No, and then they would have gone to prison.
He declared it. He screwed him over.
Yeah, they'd have to give half of that immediately.
Cat
right off
would
top.
Find a way
totally.
To ruin getting
half
$1 million.
Yeah.
That is an art form.
But what you're saying is that he's like a glutton for compliments. He doesn't have to do anything. He's George Clooney, but he has to be even better than all of us by giving out $15 million to his buddies who were, Randy Gerber's actually apparently a really good guy too.
Yeah.
But he's super wealthy.
Oh, you want to sleep with a woman in her 40s? Well, Mother Teresa, like, shut up.
I think that's very kind of him.
Thanks to Emily Campagno, Michael Loftus, Kat Timp, Tyrus. I'm Greg Gutfeld. I love you, America. I really do.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.